Now, one of the dilemmas we had was that you really want your data sets to have 10-year follow-up. But to do that, you have to go back so far, it takes away from one of our main aims, which was to have a contemporary group of patients. This is the predicted number of deaths from Adjuvant Online, and this is the predicted number of deaths from our new model, both in the ECRIC data set and the West Midlands data set. The trouble is, we didn't have 10-year follow-up on either of those data sets, so we don't know which one of these predictions is closer to the real figure. But what I'd like to show you is there is a pattern here. If we look at overall number of deaths, then Adjuvant Online has a much higher prediction than our new model prediction. And that is the same both for the ECRIC data set on which the model is built, but if we come down here, it's the same for West Midlands data set too. So Adjuvant predicts a higher number of overall deaths. If you come down to breast cancer specific mortality, Adjuvant seems to predict less deaths than our prediction, and that's the same in West Midlands as well, less deaths than our prediction. And really what we need to do is to test our model against Adjuvant Online in a data set that has 10 years.